Oh, yeah, baby.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on it raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. Then niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. The streets is talking, niggas is gossiping.
Woo! March Madness on a Monday. It's your boy, L Boogie. The streets is talking, sports talk radio show with a twist of hip-hop. Happy St. Paddy's Day from yesterday. I know you got your brackets ready. You've been at work. You're ready. And as we speak, I know you got your brackets filled out. Who filled them out for you? You or you had your eyes closed? But before we get started, let me give a shout-out as we go. First of all, my co-host, T-Row.
What's up, everybody? How's everybody doing this evening? What's up with your L Boogie?
Oh, man, it's an extraordinary, you know, it's March Madness. It's officially underway. And then I also got to give a shout-out to the producer of the show, DJ Steph. What's up, DJ Steph? How you doing, sir? But he doesn't like to talk. He's like Russell Simmons. He stays way behind the music, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm in the building.
Oh, okay. Now, T-Row.
Yes, sir?
You got your brackets filled out.
Yes, I do.
First of all, we're going to go as we format the show because this is an NCAA special edition. So we're going to format the show. We're going to give you the first four top seeds and the game, so to speak, and give you picks, and we'll go down as far as our Sweet 16 going into next Monday. So, first of all, let's give you the four overall seeds. And T-Row, I'm going to ask you if you have a gripe with that. So, you know, overall seeds, you got Gonzaga in the West, Louisville in the Midwest, Indiana in the East, and Kansas in the South. Do you have a problem with those top four teams, or you think that, you know, Miami should have been a number one, or what do you think?
I agree with the number one seeds. You know, I don't have a problem with who's number one, because actually it almost appears that being number one is almost a curse this year. So to have the number one seeds in Louisville being the number one overall seed in the tournament, you know, I think it's going to be pretty cool. I don't have a problem with either one. Gonzaga, I may have a question, but, you know, their record has shown that they have done a good job and did what they were supposed to do. You know what I mean? So I don't have a problem with Gonzaga being ranked number one or Miami being ranked number two where they're ranked. You know, keep it as what it is. You never know. We just might see a lot of these number ones play out later on if they can sustain the test that they're going to sustain once the tournament begins, because we all know being a number one seed, you always got that target on your back. So we'll see if the number one seeds can step up and do what they need to do in order to make it to the Final Four.
Some guys thought they got snubbed. Some teams thought they should have been in. Some teams had some at-large bids that I thought was questionable. And, you know, I thought that a team like Kentucky, you know, might should have got in over a team like Middle Tennessee State, not taking anything away from Middle Tennessee State with their record. They were 28-5. No disrespect. Middle Tennessee State. But what's the name of your conference? I mean, we don't know who you are. You won 28 games where you ranked this year. Your RPI is above 50. I mean, 1 minute you're, you know, like I heard one guy on the street say that, I don't know what's the reason why other guys can't get in, like, you know, a Kentucky or, you know, a team out there who didn't get in that we thought should have got in. Well, who's the team that you thought? I thought Kentucky might have got snubbed. Who did you think?
Yeah, Kentucky for sure, especially being the defending national champions. I also thought Tennessee got snubbed because they played a pretty difficult schedule this year being in the SEC, and their competition level wasn't bad, and their record showed that they didn't have a bad season as well. But, you know, they got snubbed because of so many teams from the SEC making it and some of these other guys, like Ole Miss winning the SEC tournament, that kind of made it lopsided for the SEC to really get those type of teams in there. But Kentucky is one that I would fight for because I just simply don't understand how you can be the defending national champion, be 21-11, and, you know, you've been playing without your best big man, you know, to protect the basket for the last 2 months. You know, I just don't understand. You got to give them a chance, man. Just really, you know, I'm like you, Middle Tennessee State, who did they play? You know, LaSalle, who did they play? You know what I mean? And these guys got the at-large bid. So I don't understand why you just couldn't allow Kentucky to go ahead and try to defend their title, because we all know in this tournament, anything can happen. You know, they could have been a Cinderella of the tournament. But I really must say that, yeah, I'm kind of disappointed that Kentucky didn't make it, and also Tennessee. I thought they had a pretty good chance to make it.
Right, right. It's one more team that I thought that maybe shouldn't have got in, but we'll talk about them later as we go, which is a team from the Pac-12. But I know that, you know, we're out here in the streets of, you know, Arizona. But I just don't think this team should have got in. No disrespect to the state, because we know Juwel's the G. We know that, you know, he's from that state. But I don't think Cal should have got in, bro. Is the Pac-12 that tough? I mean, they also were 20-11.
Well, Cal is another surprising team. I'm not going to knock Cal. I know Juwel's the G represents that. Yeah, they really, they kind of better than a 12 seed. I would put that out there because, what was that, about a month ago? That's when the coach had the incident of putting his hands on the player. Player walked off the court when the locker room came out, and they ended up winning the game. I mean, Cal has been playing real good basketball, and, you know, as a 12 seed, they may have been knocked on that, but, you know, for what you're saying, I would have also put Kentucky in that particular spot as well. You know, so I'm not going to knock what California did, but, you know, I think Kentucky could have, you know, been in that position just as well. But Cal had a pretty good season, and I don't know about the Pac-12. You know, they put a lot of Pac-12 teams in there, and as I was filling out my bracket from seeing what was going on last night as they were setting it up, in the beginning, I did have a lot of Pac-12 teams to represent, you know, going to the Sweet 16 and almost, you know, to the Elite Eight. So it we'll see. Pac-12 got a lot of teams in there, and hopefully they can represent, unlike some of these other conferences have done in the past.
Wow. Well, let's go to the first region. Let's talk about the Midwest. Since I'm from the Midwest, bro. Let's talk about the Midwest. The first four seeds is Louisville 1, Duke is 2, Michigan State 3, and St. Louis 4. I think that's a tough region right there. That's a tough region right there. Tough games, I would think. You know, you always got to, you know, always have to watch out for that 5-12. Oklahoma State is a 5 seed. They're 24-8. They're going to be playing Oregon, which is a 12 seed. They're 26-8. Also in that region, a tough game, will be Creighton, who is the 7th seed, versus Cincinnati, which is a 10th seed. Those are some tough games first round. So, I mean, who do you have, Ro, out of that region winning the first round? Let's go game by game. Louisville gets the play-in game, North Carolina, A&T, and Liberty. Do you have them advancing? We don't care who's the 16th seed, really. Do you have them going to the next round?
Of course, man. There's never been a 16th seed to be the one. There's been some close ones, but there's never been any cigars fired up from a 16 beating a 1. So, yes, I'm going to go ahead and advance Louisville to the next round.
Okay, I have Louisville also advancing. Now, this is a tricky one. At 8-9, they have some good – I must say, the NCAA committee, with their 8-9 games and their 5-12, I think they have some insight. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. The Colorado State, which is the AC, going against Missouri. Which Missouri team is going to show up? The Pressy Kid, very inconsistent. I mean, who do you have winning that game?
Yeah, as I was filling out the brackets, I had to put some stars next to some of these games that were some really good pairs put together, like you mentioned. With the 8-9 seed, with the Colorado State and Missouri, I think, you know, you can flip a coin and actually pick who you want in this particular bracket style, because these two teams are the same, I should say. I was going to say they were the polar opposites, but they're not. They're actually the same brand type of teams. They like to run and they like to use their big guys. So it's just going to be one of these games in the tournament that's going to be exciting. Look forward to even, you know, it possibly could even go to overtime with these 8-9 seeds that they've set up this year in each of the regions for this year's tournament. And for Colorado State, Missouri, I'm going to go ahead and give that game to Missouri, because I'm like you. Which actual Missouri team is going to show up? And if the Missouri team that we've known from the beginning of the season shows up, then we just might be seeing Missouri advance and move on as a 9 seed. But don't count out Colorado State. Those guys are pretty good. They don't turn the ball over much. And we'll just see. That's one of the games that I have a star next to, because I really can't just put my finger on who I'm going to get to win. That's why I'm going to fill out about 25 brackets, just so that I look good on one of them. You know what I mean?
Right, you'll say you're Joe Lenardi and get all of the 68 teams of picks right. You know, they I don't know how ESPN sits there and say that Joe Lenardi gets all 68 teams right, just like Mel Kiper gets all the picks right. It's amazing. He has insight. Joe Lenardi, Joe, they call him Joey Brackets. Yeah, Joey. So, moving on, Oregon, Oklahoma State.
This is the 5-12 seed, correct?
Yes, it is. I have Oregon beating Oklahoma State. This is my 12-5.
Yes, once again, this is one of the games that I had to put a star next to, because we all know in history of the NCAA tournament, there's always an upset between the 5-12 seeds. And this is a great game that we're going to see also between Oregon and Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State, they're very physical, but Oregon proved everybody kind of wrong when they went out and just dominated the Pac-12 conference and went out and went ahead and won the Pac-12 conference title. So I think Oregon is going to surprise some people. I'm with you on this one as an upset. I got Oregon upsetting Oklahoma State, even though Oklahoma State may have the more physical presence. But I think Oregon's just going to be a little bit too much for Oklahoma State in the first round, or shall I say the second round of this tournament.
Okay. Let me just say this. So we're going to speed it up a little bit. Instead of going into the picks, I'm going to say this, Ro. It's a lot of teams. It's going to be some good basketball played in that Midwest. You got Memphis, You got Michigan State. You got Oregon. You got Louisville. You got Duke. I mean, out of that region, you got to have four coming out. Who's your four? Give me that. Who's your four making it out of that region that's going to advance to the Sweet 16? First, I'm going to give you my four. I got Louisville. I have St. Louis, which is a four seed. I have Michigan State, which is a three, and I have Duke. I don't really have too many upsets in that region, but who knows?
Well,
you can't always go on what you got on paper. Somebody might have to use the restroom. Somebody didn't get the right breakfast. You know, when these lights come on, we're going to see, because as we know, during the season, the Big Ten, the AC, everybody's beating each other up. Not too many guys are winning on the road. But now we're on a neutral court. It's not too many, you know, little bitty guys out there. Not too many Davids out there. Now, the mid-majors are majors now this season. You can't sneak up on anybody this year.
Yeah, you're right about that. But in the Midwest, to what you were talking about, I do have an upset there. I agree with you on the first three teams. Louisville, number one, playing St. Louis, the number four seed, and then also Michigan State being the three seed. But I do not have Duke advancing further than that. I have Creighton upsetting Duke. So I have the seven seed Creighton moving on to Michigan State. Yeah, so that I do have an upset there in the Midwest region once we, hopefully get our picks right moving forward. So, yeah, I don't have Duke advancing past Creighton because I believe Creighton can match up with Duke. They got the same type of style just as well, you know, and they believe in the down lows, you know what I mean, the power forwards and the centers in those type of games. So, yeah, I just look forward to Creighton upsetting Duke if they should match up and meet once they get to that round.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know about the kid Silver, man. You know, one minute he's playing well, next minute he's erratic. I know Rick Pitino be over there biting his fingernails, boy. Every time he gets the ball, he's wondering if he's going to, you know, be cookies. You know, we in football, we call it a turnover picky pull. You know, in basketball, we call it a turnover in the streets. We're calling it cookies. He's giving away the cookies. So, I'm not hip to him, man.
Yeah, we'll see, though. That Midwest region is a tough one, but we'll see once time comes.
Oh, man, we got a place to pay some bills. And, you know, because it's March Madness, and we going to the prime and we getting our Cinderella. We got to get our suit and tie together. We got to put our suit and tie on. You at the Streets is Talking Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. Oh, man, it's March Madness. And it's Monday, baby. Let's go.
I can't wait till I get you on the floor, good looking. As long as I got my suit and tie, I won't leave it off on the floor tonight. And you got fixed up too tonight. Let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the air tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Now we're in the swing of love. Let me show you a few things.
Let me get a good look at it. Ooh, so thick. Now I know what it calls it, a fatty.
All black at the white show, white shoes at the black show, green car for the Cuban links. Y'all sit back and enjoy the light show. Nothing exceeds like a set. South guy gal from having the best of the best. Is this what it's all about? I'm at the rest, the brunt, my rent, serving the guests. Years of stress, tears on the dress. Try to hide a face with some makeup sex. This is trouble season. Time for tuxedos for no reason.
Woo! It's your boy, Get At Me, L Boogie. Call the show, 347-855-8896. I'm getting my shirt and tie together, my suit and tie together. Man, I'm getting ready. I'm going to the dance. And when I get to the dance, don't forget, bands will make good dance. Bands will make good dance. We going dancing. We going dancing.
That boy crazy. L Boogie, I'm with you, baby, because, you know, we're going to have to wear that suit tie like we just heard from that from your boy Jay Tizzle. You know what I'm saying? We got to have the suit tie on with the bands make a dance. You know what I'm saying? Looking good up in the VIP section. You know what I'm saying? L Boogie. We got the other co-host on the line, Jewels and G. What's up with you, Jewels?
What's up, fellas? You know, I'm just calling in, man. I'm out on duty, man, at the Hope House doing some community service for Second Chance Group Home, man. So I'm going to be signing in and signing out, man. I got to do my duty to the community today. You know what I mean? It's always got to give back, man. That's what I'm on that mission today.
That's what I'm talking about.
Give it back. Jewel to G, tell CEO Rudy Byron Jr., tell him we said, you know, what's up. We know he's always having his ear to the street, supporting the show, sponsoring the show. So tell him we give him a shout out.
Okay, no doubt. Today, you know, was a requirement. And I had to, you know, like I said, it's a must that we always give back, man, to the youth, man. So I'm getting busy right now. I wanted to just sign in and sign out and let y'all know I'm here.
Much love to you, fam. We always know you out there on assignment, man. But it's always good to hear that you're giving back to the community, man, doing the big thing in the streets, you dig?
Yes, sir.
As usual. We're moving to the East Bracket. And we have the number one seed, Indiana, in that bracket, the number two seed, Miami, the number three seed was who's the number three seed? Marquette. The number four seed, Syracuse, number five, UNLV. I can go on. This is a tough bracket as well. They put a lot of teams in this East bracket that can easily get to that Sweet 16. I mean, wow, you have a lot of guys. You have Davidson. You know, they might give some guys a little trouble. They might give Marquette some trouble. Bucknell might give Butler some trouble. They might be the new Butler. They might knock off Butler, bro.
Yeah, that's possible. But I think Butler has done their duty in the last 3-4 years being in the NCAA tournament, making it to the final game twice. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to knock Butler. I think Butler has the tournament experience under their belt with the coach who's been there before. And I think Bucknell's going to give them a run, but I think Butler just might go ahead and advance and show those guys, you know, who the real Butler is on that side in the mid-major region.
Right, that's what we call them, this one, the mid-major region. Because you got Miami really is a mid-major. You got Colorado, a mid-major. Davidson. Is Marquette a mid-major?
No, they big time, man. You know, they play in a big time conference, so no, they're not a mid major. They just might not have as much hype as some of the other schools that are in this actual side of the bracket. But no, Marquette is not a mid major. They're hot boys. Yeah, they got a nice little team.
Is California a mid major? Juelz, is California a mid major? Oh, Juelz went out.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is Cal? Will Cal do something? Now, Juelz, I have a beef with Cal. I got a beef with Cali. Am I going back to Cali? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Right. I don't think so. Because Cali, not only are they in the tournament, they're a 12 seed. Are they worthy? Will they make some noise in the tournament?
That Cal team, man, they're gonna make a little noise. I'll say they get a charity victory. That'll be about it, you know.
Right, right.
I don't think they're gonna go far. They'll get a charity victory. That's it.
But check this out, Jules G. Not only is Cal in the tournament, but they also place Cal in San Jose. So it's almost like a home game for California against UNLV. And I think California is going to surprise some people because they're playing in San Jose, and they're going to fill the building up. And Cal is no punk. They didn't play well at the end of the season, not too good in the Pac-12 tournament. But I think California got a chance to make it out of the second round and move on to the third round. We'll see what they can do if Syracuse should advance. You know, that'll be a good matchup between California and also Syracuse if they should meet up. So I'm not going to knock California because they got the one guy who can really put the ball in the bucket, which could make a difference for California, especially playing in San Jose, because we all know ain't no fans like the California fans. They're going to bring them out.
Yeah, I don't know if they go as hard as them Carolina fans and signs and all that, man, that made them brothers turn that victory over to Duke.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I heard they have some hell of a signs up there.
Mm.
Signs were from the 50s and the 60s, man. Go home, you know what I mean? And I double-double.
Right.
You know what I mean? And all that, man. So, I don't know.
Oh, the streets is talking.
You know.
Remember, if you want to get in and holler at Juelz about that, press 1. Call us. Make sure. Stay on the line. We're going to get at you. Get your rebuttals on our picks on the first 2 seeds we didn't pick out. So, you're 4 out of that region, Ro. Who do you have? And I'll let you know who I have and give me your reasons why you picked those 4. Juelz, if you can, but you're in the streets. But I tell you what, Juelz, when we get to your Gonzaga guys, I really want to get your opinion on that, on their bracket.
Yeah, and I have
not
to
a
give
problem.
Props to
I'll
Juelz.
Not a
yeah.
problem.
Juelz, I got to give you much props because when you gave your first two Final Four prediction picks back about 2 weeks ago, you did have Gonzaga and also UCLA in the Final Four, and they match up in 2 different brackets, so that just might come true for you. And I know you got love for Miami, and Miami is in the East bracket, so you know, with some of these picks that I think you might pick, I think your teams just might find their way to the Final Four, man, you might want to put some money out there in Vegas. If you're close by the border, man, go on down there to Vegas and put your money up, man. You just might hit that lotto, man, with some of the teams that you've been picking. You know what I mean?
Well, bro, if I was still a gambling man, you know, I'd probably take a thousand down there, man, and, you know what I mean, win me some money, man. But, you know, there's money going on more important things nowadays.
Exactly.
Right.
I feel you on that. I feel you on that, brother. Yes, sir. But it's always good to holler at you, Jules the G, man. On Friday, you know, we'll be already to the second round, checking out these games, man, and hopefully you'll have your bracket filled out so we can talk more in depth about what we got going on here, man, and, you know, chop it up, and, you know, it'll be Freestyle Friday then, too.
Yes, sir. I might even have me a hot 8 or 16, man. I don't even know, man.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Drop it,
Jules. First Monday already. Get it hot. Jules G might put it on. That's what I'm talking about.
Who's your four, Ro?
Yeah, man, coming out of the East, I got out of my four, man, of course, I'm going to go with the top dog. I'm going to go with them Indiana Hoosiers, man, because I think they're going to have a pretty easy road down there. But then I'm also going to pick Syracuse to match up with Indiana. Indiana, the one seed, Syracuse, the four seed. Then I'm going to go ahead and give it to Butler because, like I said, Butler is one of the teams who have tournament experience. And they have a coach who's well knowledgeable about the game, man, a young stud, man, and he gets it done over there. And I have Butler facing up against Miami. So, you know, those are my four on that side over there in the East region to do battle and get it in. So, number one, Indiana against number four, Syracuse, and number six, Butler against number two, Miami.
Oh, and see, what I see over here in this region is that you have to have guard play. You just have to. And if you have one big man, because look at Zeller. There's no one, as I look at these teams, there's no one except Miami that has a big guy that really can contend with Zeller. So Miami has a great advantage with that big man. Now, they say in the second round they're going to have to play the winner of the North Carolina State and Temple game. But does anybody from those two teams can match up with Zeller? I don't think so. So, yes, I have Indy. I love Syracuse. I mean, I have a special love for him. But I don't know. My heart says, you know, Syracuse, but my mind, I really want to give it a chance to UNLV. That's my sleeper. I'm going to go UNLV right there. And then I'm going to go Marquette and Miami. I just think that the guys at Marquette are just a little bit, because both teams are grimy. It's a mosh pit in the paint. If Butler and Marquette play that game, it might be only 45-point score. It's a mosh pit in that paint. But I just think that Marquette is going to prevail. So I have Indy, UNLV, Marquette, and Miami.
Okay.
I just think that's what it's going to be.
All right.
But who knows? Like T-Rose said, we might have to get 17 different brackets. It's going to be crazy.
You can believe me, I'm going to fill out all kind of brackets, and it's going to be looking so crazy. And you just got to do it.
You're going to have your Tuesday bracket, your Wednesday bracket, your Thursday night bracket after the first night.
Well, you know, we got to Thursday noon to get it all in, so I'm going to have all that done by Thursday noon to make sure I got it all filled out and follow my stats, man, because I got to see what I do against the rest of the world, man. I think I'm knowledgeable at this thing, man, but these teams just got me combobulated, man, because there's so much parity this year that you really just can't say. So you got to have that bracket that you know, with all your good teams, and then you got to have that upset and spoiler bracket that you know, that how it could end up, you know what I mean? So You never know in this tournament. That's why I love March Madness. I love the NCAA tournament. And it's going to be exciting to see because I just still haven't found that team like the Connecticut team that won it 2 years ago with Kemba Walker and those guys. And then you don't see it, that team taking over like Kentucky did last year when they went on their little run and you just knew that it was their tournament to lose. So, you know, I haven't seen that one team that's just in a groove and doing their thing as of yet. But I will say this, it just may be a team that we're not expected to do it, such as Kansas. You know, we sleep on Kansas. Kansas in the past have, you know, won a lot of games during the regular season, get to the tournament and flake out. But I don't think, you know, Kansas is going to do that this year. But I'm just, you know, it could be a team that we're really not looking at strongly to really say, you know, that they're going to just outright do it because, you know, you never can sleep on Tom Izzo and his Michigan State Spartans. They keep it hot, and they always show up and during this time of the year. And that's the same as Butler, you know what I mean? So we'll see. And these number one seeds, they just scare me, you know what I mean, because nobody was able to really hold it down from, you know, the latter part of the year. So we'll see exactly what happens, and we'll see if there are going to be some real upsets this year.
Wow. So while we ponder on that, we're going to go to our first caller, T-Money, calling from Cleveland, Ohio. T-Money, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Give us your take on the tournament and what do you think, you know, is going to pan out.
First off, I want to say what's going on in the LeBron James just made the number one play at a Sports Center tonight, man. He just dunked on Jason Terry so hard the way Jordan did Brandon Knight on the alley-oop
right side.
He just broke his back.
T-Money, you done brought us the info. Was it more funkier than DeAndre Jordan on your boy Brandon Knight?
It could have been, cause it's right in the same lane because LeBron James stood over like Muhammad Ali when it was over. He got a technical foul. It was down about 14 at the time. They down about 4 right now in the Garden. You know, they got the Boston Celtics rattled now. But to touch on the NCAA tournament, it's going to be exciting to watch because of the energy of the kids. But I don't see no superstars. No future superstars in college right now, man. We got a couple good players, but no superstars. I don't see a one seed winning it this year. I don't think none of the one seeds even going to make it to the final two.
Okay.
I don't think
so. The question of the night is, I didn't get to that, you know, before you chirped in, before how you come in, was do you think that the one and done is hurting college basketball?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. These guys are not ready for the NBA. They're ready to get drafted because of the talent, but they're not. The Michael Kidd Gilchrist, he's an explosive player. He's not ready for the NBA. Where we see Kyrie Irving was ready for the NBA, he didn't even play much college basketball. He was just one of those kids that was already ready for the NBA. But we haven't seen too many kids ready for the NBA lately. I mean, they can play in the NBA, but they're not exciting. And then, second, they're going to very bad teams, so they're not getting no kind of structure over there. You know, Boogie is no structure. They're just looking like they're just out there having fun and shooting the basketball up, man. I don't think they're concerned about winning too much right now, because you're getting stuck over in New Orleans like Davis. You're getting stuck in Charlotte. You get stuck in Washington. I mean, look at Kemba Walker, man. We're not thinking about that guy. Is he good to you? John Wall's not good to me.
I agree with the John Wall comment. My question to you is should it be like the Major League Baseball where guys can, if they do leave and they get drafted, they have to go to the D League first before they get called up? Should that be implemented as mandatory?
I don't think I'm fit to make that call. I think if you should be able to go get your money, man. I think that's what a lot of these young kids doing, man. They going to get that money because it's presented.
No, you still get your money. You still get your money as far as, you know, you being picked in the lottery. You get that money, but you just start off in the D League, like in Major League Baseball.
That's kind of up for grabs, man, because sometimes, you know, you become a better player. You know, sometimes you're a better player in the NBA than you are in college. Sometimes you're a better college player than the NBA, man. So it's hard to tell with these guys these days, man. The challenge is, there's no surprising challenge to me out there. Just like the tournament, like y'all was touching on Kentucky. I really don't care that Kentucky's not in the tournament because they weren't. I mean, they were last year's champion, but they weren't exciting to me. They got the 2 7-footers that was really non-existent to me. They were all defense. They don't bring any offense to the game. 2 7-footers, highly recruited. Kentucky wasn't exciting. I like to see these little schools that we don't really get to see too much that's going to run and get a all. Kentucky, you get them in there, they're going to get blew out the water by a high-power team. Anybody they match up with, they might get blew out the water by a low-power team. So
you mean to tell me Middle Tennessee State is better than Kentucky?
I can't say that because we ain't see them play. If we see them match up, LaSalle, we can see them
that's
match
my
up.
Point. Yeah, LaSalle, not ranked in the top 25 all year. They're 21-9. You mean they got an at-large bid? They're better than Kentucky.
That's not for me to say. The guy who made the brackets, the guys that put the brackets together, they already answered the question for us. I guess they have an opinion like me. I didn't really care to see Kentucky. I didn't think they were gonna make the tournament.
So you care to see Middle Tennessee State?
I don't care to. I just care. You know, college basketball for me is a fun time to watch right now. It's exciting. I don't think the Louisville's, you know, they're not going to make it to the final dance. I don't think Indiana's going to make it to the final dance. I know for sure. I don't know what Jason Williams was talking about and all the praise he was giving Eric Kraft. Ohio State will definitely not be in the dance. They rely on a jump shot too much, even when they had dominant big men. I don't know what this Kraft talk is about. They won't be
right.
There.
So you're saying Ohio State will not be in the Final Four?
It's a chance they can be in the Final Four, but they won't win. It's going to be this tournament is actually going to be exciting this year because you don't know what can happen. It's going to be melee. It's going to be, I think it's going to be upset.
Right, you don't know who's going to win.
Right,
it's going to be very exciting.
It's going to be exciting. This is a year that I really want to watch it because you don't have a for sure, you know. I thought Ohio State was going to be a for sure the last 2 years when Sellinger was there. I thought at least we had a great shot once Kentucky beat it. I mean, I knew Kentucky was going to win it. I mean, it's going to be exciting to watch the college basketball. But I can tell you this, I don't believe that a number one seed will be cutting the nets down.
Will a number two seed cut the nets down? Miami?
Oh. I would like to see Miami cut the nets down. I wouldn't mind seeing Georgetown cut the nets down. But there's going to be a hard – Duke. No, I don't want to see Duke cut the nets down because they don't produce – they don't produce any – tell me one good Duke NBA player right now. Not average or just above average. Just tell me one good Duke player. They produce – rings. What does Duke produce?
Kyrie Irving,
yes, you have Kyrie Irving, but Kyrie Irving didn't play that much at Duke either. But you do have a point with Kyrie Irving.
He's a dookie.
He's a dookie. Now, let's go, bro. After Kyrie Irving, let's go. Where you going now, Carlos Boozer?
No, I wouldn't even choose him or Elton Brand or any
right.
of them other boys. I mean,
right.
but you told me to name one. You didn't tell me to name
okay,
several.
Okay,
you know.
Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie. Right. Yeah. But you know, Seth Curry might come in the league and do something. I mean, you know. But let me get back, you know, T Money, this your boy T Row, man. Back to the first point that you and L Boogie were touching on about L Boogie talking about getting drafted and going to the D League like baseball. Hell no. What they need to do is stop letting these one-and-dones go. Make it like the NFL. Do 2 or 3 years, man. You not these guys nowadays are not fundamentally ready for the NBA. They got talent. Believe me, they can jump out the gym. They can, you know, do all this and one stuff. But they just not fundamentally ready for this league, man. And it, this league is different. They think just making it to the NBA is easy and that, you know, no, man, in the NBA, they do some things that you ain't used to, which can get you exposed, which will get you down to the D-League. So they need to make sure that these guys are, you know, 2 years in, 3 years in, or unless you're like a Kyrie Irving, you know, make it one and done. Or, you know, because I understand, like, Kid Gilchrist and my boy, the number one pick that went to New Orleans. Come on, man.
Anthony
these guys
Davis.
Ain't showing improvement. Yeah, Anthony Davis. They're not showing improvement like we thought they were going to. You know what I mean? And like T-Money said, they're going to Washington. They're going to Charlotte. They're going to all these boo-boo teams who they don't need to go to. They need to go to a team where, like, Kemba Walker should have went to, like, San Antonio so he can learn the game from Tony Parker. You know what I'm saying? So he can learn some stuff. You know, these guys are going to a team to where they just out there and they trying to do this thing on their own. Kyrie Irving is an exception. With him with the ball in his hand, he know what to do with the ball. Russell Westbrook with the ball in his hand, he know what to do with the ball. And that's
the last few,
you know,
the last few one and done we've seen was Kyrie Irving and Carmelo Anthony, man.
Wow.
Right. Carmelo Anthony and Kyrie Irving. We're not seeing anything come out of these college players. The guy Muhammad, and they all following the OJ Mayo blueprint now. They going to the nice states where they can kick it, have fun, then leave. Look at the boy Muhammad. And you see, he's going to be a nice player, but if he leaves now, he's not ready to get on the block. Those guys with those moves, Aldridge and all those guys going to be schooling them, Kevin Loves and Blake Griffin's going to be making fun of him when he get down on the block trying to bang with them big boys. Did you see what LeBron James did to the boy from North Carolina the other night who came out of North Carolina, took him baseline, one-handed, then threw him all on the floor? Come on, man.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Money. There you have it, T-Money, with his predictions. He has Duke being knocked off. No number ones making it to the Sweet 16, or I should say the Final
Miami.
Four.
Miami or Michigan State?
Miami, there you have it. Miami or Michigan State. We want to thank you, Money, for calling in. We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to give a couple final thoughts and then mix his mind. Don't forget to tweet me, at LBoogie15. We on again, 9 p.m. Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern. 6 p.m. Pacific. Make sure you get at us. And listen to this. Somebody's going to have a first spring break for free, and then they're going to go home after 2 or 3 days. Hit me, DJ. Let's go.
Button down Michael Kors. Always on like the refrigerator unplugged. Then, oh, you know it. AP and that P gate with a bright lean when on board. Got a masterpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket, I ain't gonna show it till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, fucking Floyd. TV seat, front row it. Rocco the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it. It's down on the pen shoes, you don't even know it. It's down on the purple lane, you don't even know it. Just have me no cut, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know it.
That nigga show you that re-rock, you ain't even know it. I die over these Reeboks, you ain't even know it. Put Molly all in her champagne, she ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that, she ain't even know it. Got 100 acres I live on, you ain't even know it. Got 100 rounds in this AR, you ain't even know it. Got a bag of bitches I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out, but he stay fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Freaks all in my blood. Birds all in my dreams. Boats all in my yard. Lemon pepper my wings. I'm about to get you fucked, niggas. Whack. You ain't even know. Your man is about to turn his back. You ain't even know.
It's down on a pair of shoes. You don't even know. It's down on a pair of lane.
Wow. They ain't know it. They ain't even know it. They don't even know it. The streets is talking on they block. They don't even know it. Man, we got one more caller before we go into the Mises. What's on Mises' mind and final thoughts from T-Row and Duel to G. We got one more caller always listening in. Jay, you with me, Jay? Jay?
I'm here. Cali. It's a pleasure. I'm glad that y'all make time for your boy. It's been a good week and a half since I've been on the show. That daylight savings time is tough trying to get a hold of y'all, but I've been listening in, and things are going well.
No doubt. What do you think about the tournament? What are your picks? What do you have?
You know, everybody's hitting on key topics, and they right. There will be no real number ones. I do see Indiana doing their thing and making it to the Final Four. You know, it's full of mediocres because y'all made valid points on kids leaving early. A lot of kids are going to these mediocre schools. It's not so much all about the big time no more. It's more about where you can get quality run and be with good quality coaches that aren't jumping ship every other year. So that has a big part of it. But, you know, I just want to touch in on the tournament. I see a lot of people sleeping on the Creightons and the Wichita States, the Oregons. Don't sleep on the Pack. I know that we've been down, but we held our own for a long time and we're on our way back. Watch out for your Marquette kids. You'll see them in the end. Other than that, you know, it's wide open. I'll definitely say that, Nate.
Oh, Jay, this your boy T-Row, man. When you guys start talking about the number one seeds not making it, man, I just don't know. I got to have at least one to make it there to the Final Four and also in the championship game, because we got to remember, man, like I mentioned earlier, Kansas is the team who was in the national championship game last year against Kentucky, almost won the game, but let Kentucky run off in the end to pull off and win another championship. So L Boogie and I were talking and going over some stuff last night and just chopping it up about some of the what we can remember about the tournament. And we all know that Kansas normally was one of the teams that really didn't do too much. You know, they have the nice regular season record, but then they get to the tournament and lose before they got to the Sweet 16. That has changed as of late in the 4 or 5 years with Bill Self and the team that he's been, you know, recruiting and getting together and those guys following his system. And, you know, I think Kansas has a chance. I think Louisville has a chance because Rick Pitino, smart coach, man. And then, you know, you got Gonzaga, I don't believe in. Indiana, I'm having a problem with, you know. But as far as Louisville and as far as Kansas, I can see one of those number ones making it. I'm not going to say that there's not going to be any number ones to make it, but I think there's going to be one number one seed to represent the championship game.
Yeah, and I agree with that. Being Indiana's been holding it down all year, I do have Indiana and Arizona in the finals. Caleb Tarzewski, the freshman big man, versus Cody Zeller, another All-American big man, and, you know, a battle of the guards from there, man.
Hold up. Like my man Mel said before he got dumped in the movie Scarface. Wait a minute. You have Arizona in the final game?
In the final game, son. Because I see everybody's pointing at these Louisville kids. And, yeah, that's a big-time game, but they got to match up against Mizzou. And if you look at what's happening to this past season, these kids have beat Louisville this year. So there's a proven track record against these kids. We're not scared of them. These Duke kids, not worried about them. We got Michigan State fighting through all the way. you know, I just believe that they're going to peak at the right time. With, like you said, Meek, with the guard play, if you got a good big man and decent guard play as Arizona and as Indiana do, it's a proven system that'll get you to the top of the mountain. So, you know, this is why March Madness is so fun.
They are not going to make it to the championship game, homie. I'm telling you, they got to face New Mexico. And if they beat New Mexico, they got to face the winner of Notre Dame and Ohio State. And they ain't ready for that, man.
Oh, yeah, they ready for that. See, the thing is, Ohio State, they do have Deshaun Thomas, and that's their best player, but they don't have no legit big man. If you pound them inside, everything else will crumble.
Man, all right. Well, I love your prediction. That's why we call it March Madness, baby. That's why we call it March Madness. Caller, we appreciate you calling in, man. You know, we cut for some time this evening.
No doubt, no doubt. Let me say one more thing, baby. I know everybody's getting excited about these free agents and stuff, and I know my kids been cutting guys, but let's go Ravens. Ain't nothing going to change but the weather.
Yeah,
there you have it.
Don't be hating.
The streets is talking. There you have it. Bro, we only went for an hour tonight because it's a special edition of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, an hour, man. So let's go on and get. Well, what's on your mind this evening on this Monday evening, Meek?
Well, what's on El Boogie's mind is this: we have a lot of one and dones, and I look at guys in the NBA such as Terrence Jones. I thought that he should have stayed. One of my mans told me that, man, he's ready for the NBA, you'll see. And he's a DMP. And you know what MBG stands for. Nothing but garbage. These guys need to stay in school at least 2 to 3 years. It should be mandatory before they step on an NBA court. It'll help the college game. It'll make it more pure. And guys need to stop chasing money and start chasing the real dream. Life after the game. The real game. And that is the game of life. Like I always say, the streets is always watching, and the streets is always talking. It's your boy El Boogie. Thanks for tuning in. Get out on Friday. As usual, it's going to be freestyle. We're going to update some games, free agency. Is the Miami Heat still streaking? By that time, by Friday, we'll let you know. We love you, baby. One. Stop playing, cause all we know is gunplay. Trip while you're full and my clip gon' be empty. When the stomachs get empty, anything's tempting. Ain't nobody safe when it's for the kids' sake. Hurricane wiped us out like an earthquake. We trying to save face, but we ain't got a place to stay. So they made us evacuate. We on our way, pussy, relocate. Y'all know it's when you see us, put your jewels up. Put your cars, put your clothes, put your shoes up. It's that serious, homie, pick the news up. It wasn't good, nigga, think about the hood, nigga. The people who ain't never had shit, ain't gon' never have shit. Bullshit, cause they still gon' try and manage niggas doing anything like God gon' understand them. But please understand us, niggas with money lost mansions. Niggas with nothing lost families. Lives lost in traffic. Water up to the attic, there goes the stashes. But a nigga got passion, even though the bounce back seeming like magic. Shit, but call me Siegfried. Watch I turn one key to 100 G. Yeah, dear summer, summer breeze. Summer, please, know I live for you. Throw on the white beater, let back to live for you. A few years I probably hear from you, but now I'm here for you. I know niggas that shed a tear for you, behind bars trying to get to you, and probably never see you. It's that real talk if you ever heard it, homie. Shit hurts so much, might have to hurt you, homie. No commercial, no front, and no curve on it. No cut, tell life, so what? The droughts here, not only white slowed up, the weed slowed up, we can't even roll up. Fuck,
put a dent in the money too. But that's the last thing, cause hustle is what we do. But hustle with what? How we getting on? Where he sitting at? What he sitting on? Stand up if you know it's true. The end.